U.S. and Japan strike a trade deal on EV battery materials. Plus, the EU prepares to phase out internal combustion engines. And from patriotism to religion and hard work, a new poll shows America pulling back from the values that once defined it.
I wouldn't say that their importance declined. I would say their importance in some cases collapsed.
It's Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Luke Vargas with the Wall Street Journal. And here's the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. The U.S. and Japan have reached a trade agreement for minerals used in clean energy technologies. The deal allows Japan to meet sourcing requirements for new EV subsidies in the U.S. under the Inflation Reduction Act. And as our Tokyo bureau chief Peter Landers explains, the deal also helps to shift critical energy supply chains away from China.
The deal is aimed at encouraging both the mining of minerals and also the processing of minerals in either the U.S. or in countries that are friendly to the U.S., which is to say not China. And so Japan could benefit from this deal by having more access to the U.S. market and perhaps serving as a replacement or substitute for mineral processing that is currently done in China, trying to make sure that, especially for EVs, which are seen as a critical future technology for the U.S., that the materials, including the core battery and the minerals in the battery, are coming from either the U.S. or friends like Japan or European Union or South Korea or Canada or someplace like that.
We are exclusively reporting that multinational companies, including Intel and Raytheon, have slammed European Union foreign subsidy rules that are set to take effect this year, saying that they could disrupt mergers and acquisitions and significantly reduce the number of competitive bids for public contracts. 21 multinational companies signed a letter last week voicing those concerns to the European Commission, including Cisco, German chemical company BASF, and Japan's Panasonic. The commission said it is reviewing feedback about the regulation, which requires companies to provide info about past interactions with foreign governments, and said it aims to give companies legal certainty on their rights and obligations. Top U.S. officials from the Fed, FDIC, and Treasury Department are set to face tough questions from the Senate Banking Committee today about their handling of recent banking turmoil and whether the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank could have been avoided. Fed Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr is expected to blame SVB's management for the bank's failure, but will also say that regulators may not have paid enough attention to brewing problems. Comments that Journal Markets reporter Anna Hertenstein says both Democrats and Republicans could seize on.
So lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expected to say that federal regulators should have been more mindful of these risks in the banking sector. Some lawmakers are proposing to add a greater oversight on the Fed. There's one bipartisan bill that was introduced that aims to add more independence to the selection of the Fed's inspector general. We're also seeing lawmakers from both parties exploring whether to raise the FDIC's deposit insurance ceiling. It's currently at $250,000. And under Dodd-Frank, only Congress can backstop deposits above this limit. So they are looking to potentially change that.
And Facebook parent Meta plans to lower some bonus payments and will more frequently assess employee performance. That is according to an internal memo viewed by the Wall Street Journal and comes amid a sweeping revamp at the social media company that includes large headcount reductions. Employees who are given a rating of met most expectations in their 2023 year-end reviews are set to receive a smaller percentage of their bonus and restricted stock award. Meta didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Combustion engine cars are set to face a key test today. As a part of the European Union's plans to fight climate change, its member states are preparing to approve a plan that could effectively ban new cars with internal combustion engines beginning in 2035. And Wall Street Journal reporter Kim McCrail is in Brussels with the details on this proposal. Kim, this seems like a really big development. Tell us what exactly is expected to be voted on.
This is sort of the final stamp of approval from member states for a plan that is intended to effectively really push the block toward electric vehicles very quickly. So what they reached a political agreement on earlier and what they're voting to approve today is a plan that would allow only cars that are considered to be carbon neutral in their emissions to be sold after 2035. And generally speaking, that's seen as effectively amounting to a ban on the sale of new vehicles that have combustion engines. There is a caveat to that, and the reason this was delayed for a while is that Germany was working to try to get a commitment from the EU that some rules would be added to allow cars that run only on synthetic fuels, so not on traditional gasoline, to be sold after 2035. And those are cars that do use combustion engines. They managed to get a deal over the weekend with the European Commission. We haven't seen all of the details of that. We'll likely see that after the vote happens. It doesn't actually change the agreement on reducing emissions for cars, but it does add some additional rules that would allow for synthetic fuels to be used after 2035.
And Kim, what have automakers been saying about this, which really does seem like a reinvention, if you will, of what the automobile market could look like?
There's been a movement already from car makers in that direction and an acknowledgement that even outside of Europe, that is the direction that vehicle manufacturing is moving in. But at the same time, there's a lot of concern from the automotive industry that the speed that the EU is asking for this to happen might be too fast. And one of the key concerns and one of the reasons this really captured a lot of political attention in Germany in particular and in a couple of other countries that have large car manufacturing industries is concern about job losses. So there are a lot of jobs associated with manufacturing vehicles that use combustion engines, and there's some concern that not all of those jobs will still exist with the move toward electric vehicles. So there are concerns about what will happen to those jobs.
Some pushback, but we expect this to be approved today.
We do expect this to be approved today, not with full support from every country, but now that Germany is on board, now that they have their exemption with synthetic fuels, that's enough for it to go through.
That was Wall Street Journal reporter Kim McCrail in Brussels. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, longstanding American values are in retreat. As patriotism, religion, and hard work decline in importance, we'll look at what it is that Americans do agree on and what that says about the country. That story after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Patriotism, religious faith, and having children are among the priorities that help to define America's national character for generations. But according to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, Americans are pulling back from those values, and divisions among them are deepening. So, if the values that once defined the U.S. are slipping, what's replacing them? Is there anything that Americans do agree on? Wall Street Journal editor Aaron Zitner oversees our polling efforts, and he's here now to break down the results of this latest survey. Aaron, thank you for being with us. Let's dive right into this, if we could. There are a lot of findings here. I don't want to just read out numbers. So you tell me, what really stands out to you from this Wall Street Journal NORC poll? What were some of the most dramatic shifts that it uncovered?
Well, the big picture here is that there were a set of values a quarter century ago when we asked this question in 1998 that Americans were unified around by large margins. People thought that hard work was very important in their own personal lives and as part of the American character. People thought that patriotism was important. People thought religion was important. They thought that having children was important. These were characters that have defined the American character for generations. And then when we asked this year about those same qualities, I wouldn't say that their importance declined. I would say their importance in some cases collapsed. It's just a very different picture of America, and it's more a picture of what we no longer agree on than it is a picture of defining what we do agree on now, because maybe we don't agree on all that much.
And Aaron, I wonder how much of this shift in values we're seeing here is down to a change in generations or perhaps big seismic events. 9/11 maybe, or the pandemic?
Well, let's just look at patriotism. It was before the 2001 attacks that we asked this question, when so many people thought patriotism was very important. And look, kids still say the Pledge of Allegiance in schools. Most states have laws that require the Pledge of Allegiance. But we're a divided country. And that's what I heard when I talked to people about this. They said patriotism has been politicized. And if patriotism meant what it used to mean, which were the ideals of the founding father of liberty and justice for all, and all men are created equal, then yes, that is patriotism to me. But today, patriotism has been politicized. And if you don't agree with certain political positions, you're no longer patriotic. And things that bound us together, like public schools and going to school and saying the pledge at schools, there's a big debate right now about the value of public schools and whether they're doing a good job and over what lessons should and shouldn't be taught in public schools. We're divided over so many things, the future of democracy and the quality of democracy, that it's just hard for some people to say they're feeling very good about America right now.
Yeah, patriotism, politicized, a divided country, as you describe it, and also a country that seems to believe less than it did in the past about American exceptionalism.
That's right. There are two findings in this poll that speak to a changed perception of the country by Americans. One is this sense of American exceptionalism, that the United States stands above all other nations and is unique in the world and has a special place and is a beacon for other countries. That has diminished some, and the share of people who say other countries are better than the United States has risen meaningfully. The second thing that used to be a core belief is that anyone of no matter what your background, if you work hard, you can get ahead in America, that America is a land of opportunity. But this poll found record pessimism that our children's generation can do better than our generation. And I think that pessimism might also be contributing to a sense that America isn't what it was and maybe is helping to bring down that patriotism number, that patriotism is important.
Finally, Aaron, where do these results leave us heading into a presidential election cycle in which, right, either the Democratic or Republican parties are going to need to have consensus items to build around in order to win, right?
Well, this part of the poll that we're talking about tested values that at one point were very durable, and we see less durability to them. But our poll also tested a number of social issues and trends that are taking prominence in the public debate right now. For instance, we asked, has society gone too far or not far enough when it comes to things like businesses taking steps to increase racial diversity, schools taking steps to increase racial and ethnic diversity, acceptance of trans people, acceptance of gay people. You see a lot of this coming up in the political conversation. In the Republican primary, you could say the overwhelming feeling is that society has gone too far in this DEI set of issues, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we need to scale back. Our poll found people pretty divided on a lot of these things, kind of one-third, one-third, one-third on we've gone too far, we haven't gone far enough in increasing diversity, or we're at about the right place. And as you can guess, political party colors how you answer this. And so you have a Democratic Party that thinks we need to take more steps for the acceptance of these groups in society and to increase diversity, and a Republican Party that's very against it. And the next presidential campaign will take place in front of a very divided nation.
That was Wall Street Journal editor Aaron Zitner. Aaron, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
And finally, cover your ears, water conservationists. In a trend that is being called the everything shower, more consumers are recreating the luxury spa experience at home by turning to a host of new hair care products that can lead shower routines to sometimes pass the 1 hour mark. WSJ reporter Alina Dizek explains what's behind the trend.
Some people have said that they kind of see their shower as a refuge or as a place to relax. And another thing was that the products that people are using are helping their scalp feel healthier, their hair feel thicker if their hair is thinning or falling out. They're really kind of looking at this from a self-care and well-being perspective. I think some people are taking this in-house because it's easier and it's more accessible. And there are just so many new products out there to try that people feel that it's kind of a fun thing to do. And it's also just easier to do and makes people feel like they're doing something for themselves on a regular basis.
And that's What's News for Tuesday morning. We'll be back tonight with a new show. I'm Luke Vargas with The Wall Street Journal. Have a great shower, and thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.